All right, today's movie review is Just Friends, starring Ryan Reynolds. It also stars Amy Smart as his primary love interest and Anna Faris as his secondary love interest. It stars Chris Klein as his sort of male competition, and then also stars Chris Marquette as his younger brother, and the two of them were really funny together. But the whole premise behind the film, or the whole plot, basically the plot of Just Friends, is Ryan Reynolds is overweight in high school, to put it politely, and he has a really beautiful friend who's kind of in the friend zone, that he's in the friend zone with, and he wants to not be in the friend zone. But it kind of, I guess, going into spoiler territory, he tries to cross over into that, but she says she loves him like a brother. So then they flash forward about 10 years into the future, and Ryan Reynolds has lost the weight. Now he's, you know, a lot more hunkier, and he's also turned into a bit of a ladies' man, and probably a male chauvinist, you know, someone who you really wouldn't want to hang around. He can hook a woman so easily, it wasn't even funny. So they kind of played on that. But this movie was a comedy, so, you know, a lot of that is just pure for comedic value. And what happens is he ends up babysitting kind of an ex-girlfriend who's played by Anna Faris, and they end up getting laid over, I guess, in near where the hometown where Ryan Reynolds grew up, and he ends up kind of going back to that town and running into his ex-girlfriend played by Amy Smart, and he still has feelings for her. And so there was a lot of comedy around that, and this movie was so darn funny, especially if you're watching it with someone else who's enjoying it as much as you are, or if you're watching it in the theater. I would really have liked to seen this film in the theater, but I missed this one when it came out. And I'm watching this during the COVID era in here, and it was October 25th when I watched this film. And it's really a blast. The younger brother, played by Chris Marquette, he was so darn funny as well. So he really added a lot of value to the film. And so was the two love interests, Amy Smart and Anna Faris was a blast. So anyhow, she played sort of a dingy kind of a musician with no talent, but somehow she, I guess that's how some of them get by on their looks. But at any rate, I found this film to be very, very amusing. Chris Klein was in it, and he played kind of his competition. They were both fighting over Amy Smart's affection. And that was really, really funny. He was great in it as well. This was a great film. I highly recommend it. It's a comedy, and you can't go wrong with it. I would give it 5 stars.